speaker before last is Hassan El Sheikh from the General Union of Palestinian Students. Al-Nakba, May 15, 1948, this year will never be forgotten by the Palestinian people as they were to witness the horrors and the plight from their homeland. The world was to witness the creation of the State of Israel, which established itself on the homes and lands of the Palestinian people, leading to the flee of over 750,000 refugees. They were forced to leave their beloved homeland, settling in refugee camps in any neighboring country that was willing to accept them. Most of the people left with a vow to return and to liberate the lands of their forefathers, but later the people of Palestine and soon the whole world realized that this was the beginning of a long and bloody conflict that was and still does claim lives far more than expected. Realizing the dangers to their lives, the expelled inhabitants of Palestine were determined to fight and take back their birthright, be it by law of the gun or by rationale. The efforts to free our captured land brought together Palestinians from around the world to unite and stand for what they believe in, peace, justice, and stability. Today we stand here united, not only Palestinians, but people from all mixed races and religions, but as a community and a brotherhood, if you will, making us realize that this struggle has gone beyond just the words, my land and your land, but it has developed as a quest for justice, peace, and stability in the region and in the lives of the Palestinians. The meaning of justice has been buried in the graves of my Palestinian brothers and sisters, and the State of Israel is going through extreme lengths to make sure it stays that way. Between 1948 and now, the world has become a silent witness to mass deportations of 1 million Palestinians from their cities and villages, massacres of civilians, and destructions of hundreds of Palestinian villages. Today, Palestinian people are facing many hardships in their daily lives, and instead of counting their life expectancy in years, they have started to count them in days and months. The treatment that they receive from the State of Israel resembles that of animals, and most of the Israelis have expressed that they believe that's exactly what we are. As a result, the State of Israel has decided to abuse its power by limiting and controlling every aspect of our lives. Life for them has ceased to become a luxury, but a day-to-day struggle to survive another day. The State of Israel has cut off the water supply to a lot of areas, and wherever there was water, it was scarce. People can't bathe, drink, or even quench their thirst after a hard day's labor in the fields, which the Israelis come to destroy whenever they want. But they have to do it because that's what keeps them alive and keeps their children away from the front lines. The front lines that is where a peaceful protest is being perceived by the Israeli forces and as an aggressive act, one worthy enough to empty out a dozen of bullets into the chest of a teenage boy, irrespective of the fact that he's a Palestinian. Another act of such situations which has been deemed as a worse violation of human rights is the fact that if anyone was injured or requires medical attention, the Israeli forces make sure that the injured don't receive any medical attention whatsoever, letting a helpless, innocent fellow human being to bleed to a slow and horrible death. This indicates the lack of respect to human life, and specifically a Palestinian's life, showing us that it doesn't matter whether we live or die, we're just another statistic. Little do people realize that we have just lost a soul, a person, someone like you or me, or someone who could have done something great with his life. I'm sure we've all heard of the many cases of deaths and atrocities inflicted by the soldiers of Israel, like giving the armed forces the right to shoot anyone they will, and that during protests they should shoot to kill. This has been proved by the several autopsies carried out showing the concentrated shots to the chest. The abuse doesn't stop there. During the invasion of Ramallah, the State of Israel decided to destroy completely the Palestinian way of life by systematically destroying ministry buildings and raiding them. They destroyed the Ministry of Education and all the papers that provided a structure for the education system, showing us that they don't want us to be organized and educated. I would also like to draw attention to the complete destruction of the Ministry of Culture. This building contained archives, paintings, poetry, literature, and anything that has the ability to even personify the essence of Palestinian culture. Destroying it seemed like a deliberate message that they wanted to destroy our past, our existence, and our sense of identity. They're trying to eliminate the Palestinian into an Arab that can live on any other land or other than his. They want us to forget, but we will not. We will remain struggling.